The Alien and the Armory. Rudolf Abraham travels to Graz, Austria's second largest city and a UNESCO City of Design, one of only a handful in Europe. This is one of the journey narratives brought to you in paid partnership with Austrian National Tourist Office. On the banks of the Mur, Graz is an easygoing university city with stacks of creative flair. It looks west to the Alps, north to Imperial Vienna, and south to the Adriatic, yet remains very much its own. Fittingly enough, my first port of call is the most iconic building in Graz and the focal point of a UNESCO World Heritage Site, the Kunsthaus. One of the country's top venues for contemporary art, with a rolling schedule of exhibitions by local as well as international names. It's a genuinely stunning piece of architecture, and more than enough reason in itself to visit Graz. Amorphous in form and clad in blue grass, it looks something like a giant amoeba, contrasting outrageously with the buildings surrounding it, and is well deserving of its nickname, the Friendly Alien. Designed by British architects Peter Cook and Colin Fournier, the Kunsthaus opened its doors in 2003 and was a flagship project of the city's year as European Capital of Culture. The next stop on my walking tour, the city is eminently walkable, is Schlossberg, the green hill rising above the old city centre on the opposite bank of the Mur. No, it doesn't have a castle. It did once upon a time, but Napoleon had it demolished following the Treaty of Schönbrunn. The castle's defences were so effective that it was never actually taken, as most Grazers will be pleased to tell you. Following the steep steps from Schlossbergplatz, I arrive at the 16th century clock tower, saved from being destroyed along with the castle by locals, who paid a large sum of money not to have it knocked down. There are several things to see up here on the Schlossberg, but the main reason I'm here is the view, which, as expected, is amazing. I stop at a terrace with a garden, originally a bastion, which provides the perfect viewpoint, with the city spread out below and the blue form of the Kunsthaus gleaming mischievously in the late afternoon sun. Steps, a funicular, and an elevator are there to take you up to the Schlossberg, as well as a series of tunnels leading up from the old town, created during World War II to provide shelter for the population during bombing raids. And if none of the aforementioned routes fit your mood on the way back down, you have a further option, the slide. Not to do things by half measures, it's the highest indoor slide in the world, with a total drop of 64 metres, including a relentless corkscrew near the top. I next pop into the Styrian Armory, or Landesteighaus, housed in the original 17th century arms depot for this frontier region. This is the largest historical armory in the world, with around 32,000 objects, from swords and sabres to shields and armour. And firearms, lots of firearms, some of them elaborately decorated and inlaid with cattle bone. Together, the objects in the Styrian Armory cover a period from the 15th to the 18th century, and the various rooms, atmospheric and stacked with pointy weapons, still feel like an armory, just one that's been impeccably polished and cleaned. Next door, I gawp at the beautiful Italianate arcaded courtyard at the Landhaus, a 16th century Renaissance palace and home of Styria's regional parliament. Wandering around the city's old historic core, I make my way to the Glockenspiel, time it right and arrive at the time it chimes, currently 11 a.m, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m, and you'll see painted wooden figures come out for a little dance high above the busy tables on the small square below. It's a jaunty stop before the more sombre mausoleum of Ferdinand II. I then cross the road to the Burg with its beautiful and rather rare Gothic double spiral staircase. The Graz Museum, with its permanent exhibition 1900 Years in the City, is the best place to learn more about the city and its multifaceted history. The following morning, I wander along Maria Hilfer Strasse to Lendplatz, one of the city's 14 farmers' markets, while the afternoon finds me over to the other side of town trying Brötchen, open sandwiches, at Café Frankowitz, and in the evening I eat at one of the city's excellent vegetarian restaurants. There's an exquisite selection of Sauvignon Blanc and Gelber Muscatella wines produced by family-run vineyards on the steep, green hills around the area. These vineyards make a great day trip. Rent a bike to cycle the South Styrian wine road and reward yourself with a visit to a thermal spa. Even if you stay in Graz, be sure to visit a Büchenschank, a tavern, where you typically eat a platter of local cheeses and cold cuts. Welcome to the Styrian capital, a city which has it all, yet still feels like one of the most authentic places in Austria. Find out more at austria.info.